AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Just hours before his term in office ends, President Biden is pardoning preemptively some high-profile people to protect them from potential revenge by the incoming Trump administration.
Those pardoned include Dr. Anthony Fauci, retired General Mark Milley, and members of the House committee that investigated the January 6th attack, like Benny Thompson and Adam Schiff. Biden says he fears they might become targets of unjustified and politically motivated prosecutions. Fauci helped coordinate the nation's response to the COVID-19 pandemic and has been targeted by those who blame him for mask mandates. Milley, the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, once called Trump a fascist. The issuance of these pardons, Biden writes, should not be mistaken as an acknowledgement that any individual engaged in any wrongdoing. Biden's move comes after President-elect Trump warned of an enemies list of those who'd crossed him and pledged to punish those involved in efforts to investigate him. It's novel to see clemency granted for someone who has not been investigated yet. The outgoing chief executive says these are exceptional circumstances. Jennifer King, Washington.
President-elect Trump is promising a lot of executive actions, including ones on immigration and mass deportations. In Miami, activist Nora Sandico performed a drill to help people respond if there is a deportation knock on their door. They signed a power of attorney document.
It's a way to protect their children from the system.
The inauguration today in Washington has been moved inside at the Capitol because of cold weather. Strong Santa Ana winds are expected to return today to wildfire-ravaged areas of Los Angeles. Andrew Rourke is at the National Weather Service.
Looking for mountain gusts to develop between 70 and 90 miles an hour. These winds will filter through the valleys and the coast, where we'll be seeing wind gusts from 55 to 65 miles per hour.
Wildfires around L.A. have killed at least 27 people. The mother of missing American journalist Austin Tice made her first visit to Syria in almost a decade. This is AP News. Bitcoin soared past $109,000 ahead of possible early action on crypto by President-elect Trump.
The cryptocurrency industry expects early action by Trump, who vowed on the campaign trail to take steps to make the U.S. the crypto capital of the world. His promises include creating a U.S. crypto stockpile and even appointing a crypto czar. Once a skeptic who said a few years ago, Bitcoin seems like a scam, Trump has embraced digital currencies and even launched a new cryptocurrency venture of his own. The highly volatile nature of cryptocurrencies and their use by criminals, scammers, and rogue nations has attracted plenty of critics. I'm Julie Walker.
The draft lyrics for a Bob Dylan song sold for more than $500,000.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me.
About 60 Dylan items in all were sold at the auction in Nashville. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Protect your boats and recreational vehicles with FBP RV and Marine Antifreeze. It has burst-proof protection down to negative 50 degrees, keeping you protected against freezing temperatures. Keep your winter worry-free with FBP ready-to-use RV and Marine Antifreeze now at Menards. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com and shop our great selection of automotive products.
Save